Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another event. This is an event today. Yeah, we got some heavyweights on the show today. This is Music and Conversations. I want to do this disclaimer to let you know that the views stated on this show are that of my guest and myself, and not that of the management of the radio station. But we have a great day today. We have T.C. Tompkins. That's right. I'm sorry. Thank you. This is T.C. Tompkins, and we're being brought to you by Tompkins Marketing, the world's best music marketing and radio promotional company in the country. We have here with us today Dr. Adams, Jimmy Adams, Jr. of HCC, and we're going to be interviewing later on in the show attorney Ricky Anderson. So we have a real enlightening program today. Plus, we got some great new music I want to introduce to my audience. But we want to start off by saying hello, Doc. How you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you all for having me.
Good. We always love to have someone with your type of credentials here. You know, Emilian and I got miles. We don't have credentials.
Well, I got a few miles on me too. So
yeah, you know what, Doc? I was just reading about you. I try to do a little somewhat preparation before I do an interview with anybody. Tell us a little bit about your history. You're an Alabama boy, right?
Yes, I am. I was born and raised in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Man, I can't even imagine. I was raised in East Texas, and it's hard enough being raised in East Texas.
Yeah.
But Tuscaloosa, I know it was a strictly separate society when you grew up.
Yeah, I grew up in the segregated South.
Okay.
And we had a railroad track that divided the blacks from the whites. And so I lived on the black side of the railroad tracks. But, you know, during that time, you know, it was right in the heat of the civil rights movement.
Okay.
And, you know, you had to grow up strong. And in those kind of times. And, you know, I grew up in the projects. My family, we moved between shotgun house to shotgun house. But, you know, my parents, they didn't finish high school, but they, you know, instilled in us, you know, the skills that I use every day to survive. And they preached, you know, education. So,
well, you know, I was basically raised by my grandparents, too. You know, I mean, I grew up in a real small town in East Texas. And I think you get more basic values coming from that kind of background and getting the education, because I mean, life back in that time was an education within itself. You know, I think things were a little bit more plain and easily to spot where they may be a somewhat disguised nowadays, racial separation and all of that sort of thing. I mean, because you knew where the lines were drawn.
Right.
Yeah. When we grew up,
right?
You know, matter of fact, I took my wife down to East Texas a few weeks ago. We went down to see one of my aunts, had a 90th birthday or something of that nature. And something just stuck in my mind because I drove by a washateria that I used to see when I was a kid, and there used to be a sign that said white only.
Yeah,
and it's a different era now. But, Doc, tell us a little bit about your education. Where did you go to school?
Okay, I went to school at the University of Montevallo in Alabama, a predominantly white school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really, during that time, back in 1976, I was really pursuing a degree in art.
Okay.
That was my passion, and I kind of got into that passion by doing artwork for teachers in the community.
You had any kind of graphic skills, man?
Yeah, that's, you know, that kind of got me out of the project and got me out of the ghetto, man.
Okay.
And I had a little talent there. Uh-huh. So, and then in high school, I won a... we had a contest, a statewide contest, for hired a handicap.
Okay.
And I drew a poster. We had a contest, you know, all of the students in our art class, in my senior class, drew posters to enter into the contest. And I ended up winning second place in the state of Alabama.
Okay.
So,
had to be pretty good.
Well, you know, at that time, I didn't know, but I knew I won that contest. I won $50.
Okay.
And I got a chance to meet the governor, Fob James.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I made $50.
Okay, yeah. And, mine didn't hurt.
No, it didn't hurt. Uh-huh. And so that kind of, you know, got
inspired
my...
Inspired you?
Yeah, it was my passion, art, which I started to follow my passion in art, and that got me into the University of Montevallo in Alabama.
Now, I could tell that was definitely a white school because I've never heard of this school.
Yeah.
Where is it located?
It's in the center of the state of Alabama. Okay. There's a star that marks the center of the state of Alabama.
Okay.
And maybe 70, 80 miles from Tuscaloosa.
Mm-hmm.
And so I attended, and I was really the only black in
that's my, what I was about to ask
all
you.
My art classes up to my senior
what
year.
What was the ratio there?
Maybe
92.
Maybe 1% black
Man.
At that time.
Okay.
But what was cool is that when I went to school, I really didn't feel, you know, that racism and mm-hmm. like thing like that. My teachers, which I owe everything, you know, they were all white, but they kind of embraced me mm-hmm. and kind of guided me to show me that, you know, I had some talent. So
okay.
they believed in me and they pushed me. You know, they would give me four projects to
okay.
do when they were giving others one.
Well,
and for some reason, they embraced me and really kind of.
Well, they must have saw something in you to put that kind of stake into your development. You
yeah.
And where else did you go to school?
Okay, after I graduated. From the University of Montevallo, I came back home, Tuscaloosa, couldn't really find a job.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my concentration was graphic design, so really couldn't find much. It was only one ad agency in Alabama.
Yeah.
And so I went and showed them my portfolio. They didn't have anything. One of the artists at one of the ad agency, the only one, had gone on vacation, so they allowed me to... they hired me to do a storyboard for this political campaign.
Okay.
Which I was shocked. And I worked for a whole week. I made another $50.
Okay.
And I took that $50 and I got on a bus. Took me 26 hours and moved to Houston, Texas, 1980. And I stayed with a friend of mine who was here living in Houston. And said there were jobs.
Did you have any idea what was going to come when you got here? You
no,
just,
I had no, had
just
no clue.
Adventure.
No clue. I uh-huh. just wanted to find
get
a
out.
Job, and I just wanted to go to work.
Uh-huh.
And it really just, I wanted a job to make some money.
I
grew up so poor, you know, never did had a whole, have a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted to get a job and go to work. And you know, so when I came, I really couldn't find a job. I pounded the pavement for a whole month.
Okay.
And couldn't find anything. And so on my way out, I saw a sign that said printers wanted, which is kind of related to graphics for mm-hmm. Rice Food Market. Stopped over, went in and got interviewed, and never forget it, Bill Fowler. He said, man, you're really overqualified for this job. I said, man, I just need a job. And so he ended up hiring me. And so that's when I started. You know, working mm-hmm. Really first full-time job.
Okay.
And, you know, and then from there, I applied for different jobs for about a year, got a graphic design job, finally, with Smith International.
Okay.
One of the oil-field equipment companies here in Houston, and mm-hmm. Worked inside for about 5 or 6 years. And, you know, as striving artists, we always wanted to start our own graphic design business. So
mm-hmm.
I knew I needed to get some business classes, learn something about business. So
mm-hmm.
That's when I pursued my MBA
okay.
at Houston Baptist University. So so that was...
And then you went from that into education?
And well, I kind of, well, kind of backed into that.
Backed into it?
Because
uh-huh.
my boss always wanted, you know, his employees to you know, give back.
Mm-hmm.
So I started, I taught a class with Junior Achievement.
Okay.
And I really never knew anything about teaching, never wanted to teach. But once I got into the junior achievement, teaching supply and demand to middle school kids, when I finished it, I didn't even think anybody was paying any attention. So all these kids, man, they wanted to give me cards and stuff. And, hey, Mr. Adams, we really want to go to school and all of this. So it kind of changed my, you know, my thinking about teaching. And so once I got out of that, I called up HCC, believe it or not, back in 1989, and asked them how could I come teach. Mm-hmm. So that's when I applied for a teaching job with HCC back in 1989.
Now, were you at Prairie View?
No, I was
any position there.
No, I wasn't even in teaching. I was with Smith International, who got bought out by Cameron Ironworks.
Okay.
So I was still working inside in advertising, marketing, and sales. And then, believe it or not, as the downturn in our business came, I got laid off after 13 years, and I said, I either go back or start my own business. So I started my own business. And so to subsidize my income, I started to teach part-time for, guess who, HCC.
Okay.
That's who I got my desktop publishing certificate from them, and then I went to teach part-time. And I taught and ran my business for about 9 years. And then I started teaching adjunct for Lone Star College back in 80.
Now, Lone Star College, is that here?
That's here in Houston.
That's another school I wasn't aware of.
And that was North Harris Montgomery Community College District.
Okay.
That was the original name. The name changed once I started working out. About 9-10 years, the name changed to Lone Star College. So originally it was North Harris Montgomery Community College District. So I started teaching part-time with them, and then they had a full-time position come open, and I applied for it, and I got hired on as a full-time professor in 1999.
Oh,
and that's how I got into teaching.
Well, I know you've been study striving, so that's how you ended up in teaching. We want to get into the things that HCC offers to the general public and the courses and things that are into the industry.
Okay.
We're going to take a little break here and introduce some new music. I just ran across this young lady called Sharon Ray North, I believe her name is. She has a new project called Lonely Nights. Can we hit that?
As soon as we come back.
Okay. We'll be right back.
What you're gonna say, baby.
That was Sharon Ray Noel. New artist I just discovered. She sent me her material a few days ago. I told her I was going to air it on the show. And this is TC Tompkins with Music and Conversations on Amazing 102.5 FM. We're sitting here talking to Dr. Adams of HCC. We were about to just get into all of the things that HCC offers to the student that wants to get into the media and music business and entertainment. Go ahead, Doc. You got the stage.
Okay. Well, I'll give you my little pitch.
Yeah,
you
know, give me a pitch.
I'm the director of the Media Arts and Technology Center of Excellence with HCC, and we have 13 centers of excellence. We're going through what the chancellor calls this transformation stage,
okay,
which I have embraced and I love because it centralizes all of the talent, your faculty, your resources into centers of excellence.
Mm-hmm.
And I so happen to have Media Arts and Technology, which encompasses our filmmaking.
Ton.
Yes, it does. A ton of stuff. So
of
I'll
stuff.
Run it down for you a little bit.
Okay.
We've got filmmaking. We have our audio production and recording, and we have our digital communications. And now under the digital communications umbrella, we have graphic design, digital photography, web-based design, animation, and simulation, and our multimedia. So it's a very broad
yes,
spectrum.
It does.
And
it does.
We have our music business program,
okay,
which we are kind of realigning with mm-hmm. what's going on in the industry right now.
Well, I know that Ricky Anderson got me involved in participating with the school. I know I haven't been back to any of the meetings.
That's
Doc,
okay.
Okay. But I did make one. I did make one. And
well,
I'm going
okay.
to try to do better. I promise you that.
Don't worry. We're going to be reaching out to you pretty soon and make
yeah.
sure you're there.
Yeah, because I want to help in any yeah. way I possibly can. I know this is a difficult business, especially to get your foot, you know, your feet on the grounds in and to get a good break in. And as much experience and knowledge as you can possibly have going into it out of the gate would definitely help. And it's amazing. I don't think a lot of people know that these type of courses are here, right here in Houston. I think most people think you got to go to New York or L.A., you know, somewhere like that to get that type of education. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the show, because I know myself, I wasn't even really aware of it until, you know, Emilian and Ricky kind of made me aware of what was available here locally. You know, I know you've been trying to get me to come out there and help in the education of some of the people in the industry. And like I said, one of these days I'm going to get that together and get out there.
Yeah, well, that's no deal. I mean, getting the opportunity today,
mm-hmm.
You know, here on the station to kind of promote and talk about a little bit of what we do is a big help as well. You know, our advisory committee, mm-hmm. which you're a part of, and
right.
Emilian is a part of, and you know, Ricky and some of the others really guides what we put into our curriculum. So
mm-hmm.
we listen very closely to what our committee says and what they suggest, and then we adjust our curriculum accordingly. And
okay.
so, yeah, I think our programs can stack up against those in L.A. and Atlanta, wherever. Mm-hmm. We offer, you know, the same courses.
Yeah, what are some of the courses that you offer?
Yeah, well, if you look into music, I'll focus on our music business program.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you coming to get a, we have two associate degrees. We got one in music business administration, also songwriting and production.
Okay.
And so if you get involved and want to get a degree in there, you're going to get artist management, entertainment law, talent, booking, concert, touring. You know, you're going to talk about copyrights, songwriting, soundtrack design, digital media. So it kind of covers the whole gamut.
Mm-hmm.
And then in our, you know, our filmmaking program, which we just finished out a new film facility.
Okay.
Which is complete with a sound stage.
You've been bragging about I'm this. Just telling I got you, to get out there to see it.
You got to get out and see this. We have a huge green screen with the sound booth.
Mm-hmm.
We have six recording sound booths where students can go and edit their projects. We have a new screening theater. It's complete with a 4K screen, projection with Dolby surround sound, 40-seat studio where students finish their film projects. They come in, the class comes in and can screen, you know, their work on the screen. We also have a Foley stage, which is unheard of pretty much around the country. I think there may be only one other than us that has a Foley stage where you can record sounds, you know, for movies. And so we're very excited. So we want to go on a little marketing campaign here coming up, and we want to get everybody out.
Yeah, they want to get the word out about this. This is something new that the school has really ventured into. So this is something that wasn't offered at all times at the school.
Well, it was offered on our Spring Branch campus in connection or integration with our audio production program.
Okay.
So what we did, we kind of ran out of space, so we moved the film program to the A-Leaf campus right off of Westheimer, and then we left our audio production and recording program on the Spring Branch campus. Mm. And so I'll talk a little bit about the audio production because, you know, we have five recording studios.
What type of boards? I mean,
well,
what do you guys got?
I'm not familiar with all the boards. Y'all, I'm not into all of the technical stuff, but you name it, we got it. And you may know better than
I
do.
I've got to come out there to the studios. You've got two or three studios where you are professional studios for recording?
For recording, teaching MIDI. We have all the latest software with the Logic and Reasons. Pro Tools.
Can we cut some stuff out there? Look at me. We need to come out there and cut some stuff.
Cut some stuff out there. Anything they're doing out in the industry, we have it, or we have
something
better.
Okay.
We also have five performing arts theaters within that campus as well. So students, we have at the end of the year. Each semester, we do a talent search contest, and we do that on one of our screening stages, and the students are selected, and they come on and perform, and I think Ricky Anderson and Preston Milliton, some of those guys were on the panel judging our students, and then
you need to get somebody out there with an ear. Ain't neither one of them guys got an ear.
You guys are the expert. I'm just...
They can't hear train wreck, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You got Ricky Anderson and Preston. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Well, hey, man, that's the panel.
That's okay. No, that's okay.
I know they have some other folks on there as well.
I'm just being critical. Don't even pay me any attention.
That's okay, we have everything that everybody has.
I'm really amazed about the quality, the state-of-the-art stuff that you're talking about that you have in studio. You guys are really making a financial commitment to this. So, I mean, whenever you spend your money like that, you got to be serious. So you're really offering, state-of-the-art stuff that you couldn't, like, you get in New York or somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, and the cool thing that we do, you know, we have internships and we have co-ops, and a lot of our students go work and intern at some of the top, you know, production studios in town, like Sugar Hill Studios, Wild Rose Studios, Springboard South, Emilian here at Amazing 102.5.
You mean 102.5 got some interns?
He's going to get some if he ever comes and reaches out.
Yeah. I'm waiting on you, Doctor.
semester is starting now, so we got a whole new crop of students in that can come out and help you. But those students, what's so amazing, they go do great things, and working with the company, they end up getting jobs. Some of them are still working, you know, for Wild Rose. Some are still working for Sugar Hill. And so we're excited about that because they're learning on the tool. They're learning with the tools and equipment
that they're using professionally. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, is this officially started, this department, or is it Is it going to be an announcement of when this is going to start?
No, this has been around before I came. I've only been here. This is my second year. I'm starting my second year.
I mean, maybe I'm just dumb to the fact. Okay. I see my audience over here shaking her head. Of course you are.
I think it's been around. I just don't think it's been promoted.
Yeah, I don't think you guys have put the word out about this enough.
The word out. And, you know, my president, Dr. Zachary Hodges, over on Northwest campuses, he's given me, you know, the backing, and he's providing, you know, the support and the resources for me to do this.
They need to be sponsoring this show. Because we talk about music all the time.
Hey, what do you think I'm here?
You know, yeah.
So we're here. Right, absolutely. We're partners. This is a big partnership for ACC. And I'm here to help.
My wife and I took a tour. Dr. Adams gave us a tour of the facility. Mm-hmm. And the fact of the matter is, I was so overwhelmed with the fact that it was state-of-the-art equipment. That I said, what the heck? You know, it's brand new, state of the art equipment.
In the building that we went out to?
No, it is another building that is Houston's best kept secret when it comes to TV, radio, and film.
I need to go out there.
It's worth the tour, and it hasn't been promoted or exploited or.
Well, that's
talked
why,
about
that's
at
why
all.
I wanted him on the show today. I mean, I feel like it is basically. A waste that, you know, they have this kind
just
of...
Just sitting there, it's collecting dust. That's what's going on, Doc.
It's not collecting any dust anymore. Let's put it down.
It's collecting dust, Doc. It's cobwebs.
Not while I'm here.
Right. Green screens. You should see the studio. The editing studio.
He's been trying to get me to come out. I know he's called me about it and tell me that...
The film, the equipment is just crazy. The labs.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. It's okay. We got to take a tour.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really know a whole bunch about Houston Community College. I've always enjoyed working with them. They've been very forthcoming and welcoming me to the market and trying to get me to get involved as much as humanly possible. And I am slacking in that, and I'm going to try to make that up. I know that you wanted me to get involved with some courses out there. I kind of do know the music business, but we're going to try to take a quick break here, and we're going to introduce some new music. Who are we playing this time? Brandy?
Supermoon.
Are you going to play my girl again?
Absolutely.
Or are you going to play Sister Moon?
Sister Moon.
Okay. This is another track from Sharon North. This is a young lady that I just was introduced to about a week ago. She sent me some new material. I was so impressed, I told her I was going to be playing it on the show this week. There's another track from her project.
Every night, you don't care. permission, made my decision to test my limits. Cause it's my business, God is my witness, stop what I finished. Don't need no holder, taking control of this kind of moment. I'm locked and loaded, completely focused, my mind is open. All that you got's gonna skin on my neck, don't you stop, boy. Something about you makes me feel like a dangerous woman. Something about you makes me wanna do things that I shouldn't. Something about, nothing to prove and I'm bulletproofing, know what I'm doing. The way we're moving, like introducing us to a new thing. I wanna save it for later, the taste of flavor, cause I'm a taker, cause I'm a giver, it's only nature, I live for danger. All that you got, skin to skin, oh my God.
We're sitting here with my special guest, Dr. Jimmy Adams of HCC. You know, he done swirled me now, swirled me with all this new stuff he's talking about. I mean, I'm really impressed, even impressed Kim, and Kim ain't easily impressed, you know. Now, her husband is. Emilia is easily impressed.
Let's be more specific. Dr. Jimmy Adams of Houston Community College.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
Okay.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah. Doc. I mean, he was talking about these facilities. Matter of fact, I think when I was out there for the meeting, they weren't really finished with all of it.
No, we're transitioning over from Spring Branch over to the Haley campus.
Okay. So is it at the campus that I was at?
No. Yeah, okay. It's at our A-Leaf campus, which is on 2811 Hayes Road.
Okay.
Right off of Westheimer and the Beltway.
Now, if someone has a dying desire to be in this business, and I know how that can be if you get bit by the bug. You know, Emilian was bit by the bug, you know, and I've been bitten by the bug. How would they go about starting the process of getting a good, solid education in the media?
And it's a fun bite, you know. It's been a fun ride.
Oh, yeah, it has been. I can't complain.
It's a fun. It's a good bite, man. Yeah.
Well, the first thing I would say is, you know, give me a call at 713 718-2093, or you can go visit on our website at hccs.edu and click on Media Arts and Technology, and it will list the different programs. There's a video out there as well that gives you a great overview of all the programs in our area.
At your site, on your website?
At our site, on our website, and uh-huh. you can click on the different fields of interest. We have filmmaking, audio production, digital communications, and music business. So you click on that, it will show you the chairs mm-hmm. that are over those areas, and their phone numbers and their email are there as well.
Oh, that's great.
So okay. you can
makes it easy. If you really want it, it's easily available.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
No excuses.
No excuses. Or you just stop by the campus, yeah. hunt me down, or hunt one of my colleagues down, and we'll sit down and talk to you. We'll give you a tour, whatever you need.
Yeah. Well, I've always found, you know, I've only been out there a few times, but I've always found the atmosphere to be real inviting, very friendly yes. people. Matter of fact, I did a panel out there with Paris and Preston, I think, about when I first came down here. I don't know. It's probably about a couple of years ago.
Okay.
I did not meet you then, but I met you later on after Ricky got me involved in it. And Emilian has been beating me up for years to get involved more. With it, he feels like I may have something to offer. I don't know, you know, I don't know if I could or not.
I think you got a whole lot to offer. You're just trying to be modest in here.
Yeah. Well, he's my best friend, so he gonna, you know, he gonna lie, so he can't pay attention to what he says. You know,
the fact that, you know, you have such a large, such huge credits to your accomplishments over your musical career is just incredible. You know, all the people that you work with now, and I got a, as a rhyme almost, you know, Michael Jackson, the Jacksons, the Jackson Five, yeah. Frankie Beverly Mays, you know, you work with Parliament as well. You work with Patti LaBelle, yeah. Teddy Pendergrass, wow. Luther yeah. Vandross, Sade. And the list goes on and on and on and on. And the fact that, you know, you can't find a lot of people with those
credentials,
and their resume. So I mean, and with that comes along knowledge of the industry. You wouldn't have been around this long for 40 years if you didn't have something to share or something to offer, and that's important. And I always try to, you know, quit being so doggone humble, and let's talk about it. You know, tell people, you know, write a damn book, man. Yeah. Come on, what's up? Yeah, you know, so
you know what, that's something else I've been
right. So
write a book.
No, so yeah. you know, tell somebody to go take a picture with Michael Jackson now.
Yeah.
Ask Luther a question now. You know, you have something to share. You know,
it's not available.
It's not available. They're not available. Teddy Pendergrass, where is he? Mm-hmm. Rest his soul. You know, so those are the type of things and situations, circumstances that you've been in that relates to the music industry. Nobody can, you know, really talk about.
What I did to kind of further kick that, I started to just putting the album covers of the projects that I've worked on my Instagram account.
Right.
Wow. Look at that.
Right. Right.
Yeah. All the projects that I've had been involved with.
But that's why, you know, the collaboration between HCC, Houston Community College, Dr. Jimmy Adams, and Mr. Tompkins, T.C. Tompkins, Gracia, is so important. I mean, because of the fact that, you know, you can help educate and teach kids, you know, along with Houston Community College.
I love to be involved. Right. I guess I'm at that age now to where I want to give back and I want to help.
Right. Somebody helped you along the way. Yeah, I helped you along the way.
Yeah, you helped me. Emilia was a big help.
This ain't about it. I mean, that's another conversation. But, you know, this is all about what HCC can do for you. Right, Dr. Adams.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And once again, I'm just totally flabbergasted in terms of the facility in itself. It's just stupendously incredible. I mean, I was blown away, and it's brand new equipment. This ain't some borrowed, used, and abused. Right. This is totally state-of-the-art, brand-new equipment.
Well, I know Kim said she was...
Right, and doesn't get any better than that. So,
yeah, she said it was. She could record a TV show from there. So
yeah, we've just done a music video with Tamar Davis, and, you know, we've shot some international... celebrities as well.
Oh, that's
great. We set up all the cameras. All of our students do all of
them. Can you get us some of the works that you've done there in the studio there? Because I could get the word out better about some of the stuff that's created at HCC in the circle of people that I deal with and, you know, in the industry people that I know, so we can sort of get...
Well, you know, like I said, we just did our grand opening a few months ago.
Okay.
So we really haven't done a whole lot of projects. You know, like I said, our first video was Tamar Davis. We just finished that video. And now that's what I'm here today reaching out to let everybody know that we're here and that if you want to come out and check out the facilities, I'm sure, you know, we can provide or do whatever it needs to get your project done. So,
absolutely.
So that's, you know, kind of what we are. And that, you know, with our advisory committee, with yourself. So we want to do something from a, we want to do something like a conference or a symposium and have you on that panel to talk to students that are interested in the music business. So that's one of our projects that we're going to be looking to do.
The sooner the better.
I'd be more than happy to take part in any kind of panel that you guys are putting together. Yeah. Hopefully I can add something to it. It has really been an amazing conversation here. I have been enlightened. I didn't have any idea, you know, when I invited you to come on the show, that it was that type of department, that it had gone to that stage.
Yes.
That you guys ready to play pro ball.
We've been playing pro ball. Nobody knows about it.
You know, matter of fact, like the Texans are playing today. You know, this is the first, I think this is the first home game. You know, with the Texans today.
It's still preseason, though.
I know. You know, but hey, guys, we have a interview coming up with one of my mentors here, Mr. Ricky Anderson, where I had a little short conversation with him, and we're going to be playing that right after this break. You take care. You guys have a great Sunday, and thank you, Dr. Adams, for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Boy, I'm trying to get close to you. To you. about his baby mama. He always on my mind, I think I'm about to call him. It might not last forever, but it's speed to healing. This ain't the same with him, I get a better feeling. Don't care about what they say, it ain't nobody business. I said I wouldn't fall, I guess you got me slipping.
Anything you want, I got it. In my feelings, girl, I'm so about you. I just wanna get to know you better. Baby, anything goes when I'm trying to get close to you. To you.
T.C. Tompkins, Music and Conversations. We're going to talk to my man, the big dog, Ricky Anderson.
Ricky Anderson?
Ricky.
T.C., what's going on, man?
What's up, big dog? How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How about yourself?
I can't complain, man. I really appreciate you doing this for me for the second time. And I, because I know how crazy your schedule is, man, to take some time out to do an interview with me. You know about the show because you sponsored it, matter of fact, for a couple of weeks for me.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate that. I know everybody in the Houston area, probably and around the country, knows who you are. I call you Big Dog because that's the way I feel about you. You are the entertainment industry attorney of choice, as far as I'm concerned. You went to school here in Texas, Ricky?
I did. I went to Prairie View A&M University undergrad and in Texas Southern University, Thurgood Marshall School of Law. You know, I'm a double HBCU kid.
Okay. Well, you sent me your resume. I don't know if I could call this a resume. You before we were going to be doing the interview, I mean, the first two pages are nothing but awards, Ricky. I mean, man, you have really been blessed in your career. I know you're a hard worker. What does your day consist of, Ricky, so people can understand what success takes? What time do you start your day?
I arrive at 4 a.m. Every morning, TC, and I enjoy it. I look forward to every day, and quite frankly, you know, with us getting closer to lunchtime today, I start looking forward to tomorrow already. But I'm,
yeah, you know,
I'm a 4 a.m. riser. 4 a.m. riser.
I notice whenever I'm trying to talk to you about something, and I want my audience to know that Ricky has helped me more than I can even express on this call. Me thinking I know the industry, and that's what I want my listeners to know, is that you thinking you know the industry, you don't really know the law of the industry. And I recommend that anybody in this industry has a good entertainment attorney. And wouldn't you? I know you would, Ricky.
Oh, yes. No, T.C., I thank you, you know, because that's a pretty accurate assessment of how the industry really works. But let me take it a step further. I mean, the industry's changed so much since, you know, you and I started off, and the rules of the game have changed. And so you've got to make sure that you understand where, you know, the revenue streams are, you know, what the digital media really means, and you know, how accessible it is to, you know, a new talent or a new record label or a new management team or, you know, someone that's trying to tour, because the opportunities exist. It's just that many of our, you know, your listening audience may not understand exactly how that formula is created. And so certainly I recommend talking to an entertainment attorney and understanding, you know, what the parameters are from a legal perspective, but also make a huge note on understanding how you can build your revenue streams.
That's true. You know, I've tried to explain to artists every day that, you know, the industry hasn't dried up. It's just moved. You know, the revenue sharing and the revenues have just really moved from one outlet to another. You deal with a lot of streaming at this point, Ricky?
Yeah, I do, and I got this report, and I can't tell you what the actual numbers were for Sony or Warner, but mm-hmm. the numbers that I saw in the report that I read, and it was a news report, that Universal Music Group earned $200 million in streaming in 2015. And as I said, I got that from an article. I don't have, you know.
Uh-huh. I have a just reading where somewhere that Sony, the first quarter of this year, they've done better than that in streaming.
I believe it because that's a huge pool. And the thing that's interesting about it is that's off their catalog. That $200 million in a report that I read, it said that's from their catalog, not developing new artists, you know, putting out new records. That's just based on their catalog exploitation on streaming, you know, Pandora, mm-hmm. some of the other, you know, the other resources that are out there as far as live music that's being delivered digitally.
Okay. Well, Ricky, so my audience would sort of know what kind of cotton you're standing in, why don't you tell name a few of your clients? I know you don't like to do this sort of stuff, but I know you work with Steve Harvey, and you've worked with Yolanda Adams. And Monique.
That's correct.
Yeah, and
I'll let you do the naming because I am.
You're too.
And I really do, TC. I enjoy the work I do, and you probably hear them talk about me more than you'll ever hear me announcing names because I take pride in protecting, you know, them, and, you know, and I certainly got some attorney client privilege in some spaces. So
absolutely.
Outside of that window, but. Uh-huh. I've had a great career with great clients, and the list is I've been very, very fortunate to have the list of talent that I've represented over the last 25 years.
Yeah, I know. Now, you've also been involved with TV. Didn't you had a cable network there for a moment, didn't you, when you're involved in cable?
Yes, sir, the Black Broadcasting Network.
Okay. And I know that you're heavily involved in education here around the city. I mean, you must be on every college. Do you still teach, Ricky?
I do. First day of class was yesterday at 5 o'clock. I lecture at Thurgood Marshall School of Law.
Oh, my God. Okay. And you're also involved with Houston Community College, correct?
That is correct. I'm the past chair for the last 12 years over at Houston Community College. And of course, I'm lecturing right now entertainment law, and I've also published a book in entertainment law. And in the spring, I lecture music industry contracts, and I've authored a book in the music industry contract as well.
Okay, now you do have a couple of publications out now that you've just written.
I do. Entertainment law is published by Walters Kluwer. That's mm-hmm. WOLTERKLUWER. Great publishing company, and that they publish both books, entertainment law and music industry contracts.
Okay. So, man, I was just telling somebody that you must have a clone because, I mean, all the stuff that I see you involved with, and you're always on the road. I say it's got to be at least two or three Rickies. It cannot be done by one person. I mean, your day is what time do you shut it down, Ricky? By 9 or 10 o'clock at night?
Unfortunately, TC, that's not it. In many instances, I work a bit later than that, and I don't require a lot of sleep. I mean, I'm about a four-hour sleep consumer.
I can tell.
I mean, I function pretty rapidly and readily that way. Mm-hmm. So, but I normally, you know, try to tuck it in around, you know, midnight.
Okay. Well, I noticed that. I mean, I've called you at 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock at night and talked to you about. But I know that you don't let every client do that. I really appreciate. And you know, it was funny. I was telling people about how we first met. Is that you had me working a project for you for a client? I was doing radio for you for a client, and the record was doing real well at radio, and I sent you a refund, and you remember that, and I told you. The record was doing real well, Ricky, but I didn't see it building any legs, and I didn't feel like you should spend any more money on it. And you were amazed that I said, T, that's a first. I've never had nobody send me no money back. On a record. Yeah, but I was just telling somebody that's how we first met. Okay, Ricky, I know that you're involved with a lot of syndicated shows, putting those type of things together, working with syndications, well, like I say, with Steve Harvey, working with his Neighborhood Awards. You were just out in Vegas, weren't you, with the Neighborhood Awards, weren't you?
That is correct. That is correct. And it was a fun show, you know, excellent weekend. It off on Friday and wrapped up on Sunday, so... we're looking forward to 2017 already.
Now, and that's a funny thing how he's changed the name of that and changed the representation of it, because it was called the Hoodie Awards.
Yes.
In the beginning, okay. But now that there are the Neighborhood Awards, I see that the sponsorships and the top 500 has started coming in to support Steve and what you guys are doing with it. I saw Ford was involved, a whole ton of other major sponsors.
Farm, AT&T, it's a laundry list of sponsors that get on board. And it's important, too, that you recognize, you know, the value in your brand and what they see the brand as. And and some of the things, you know, for those of us that go back when we originally started the Neighborhood Awards 14 years ago, it'll probably always be called the Hoodies. But you know, again, just because of, you know, media and the perception of, you know, what a hoodie meant, and, you know, we just kind of had to make sure it did not mean that we were trivializing anything, and particularly in the wake of the Trayvon Martin death and him wearing a hoodie.
That's true. You have to be concerned with that connection of those names. Yeah, that's very true. You know, and I had forgotten all about that hoodie situation, with how there could be a connection from Trayvon Martin with the hoodie situation with the award show. You know, you absolutely, well, that's why you get the big bucks, dog.
it's very important that we recognize and respect those, you know, young people that may have, you know, died tragically, and not, it seems as though we trivialize the value of what he was wearing and
absolutely
what a retire means. So, you know, we respect that, and many, many times it's just perceived as us looking at, you know, the Fortune 100 company or the Fortune 500 company. But we value lives of those that are, you know, killed with senseless gun violence as well. So, again, just realize it's more than one-dimensional, and that's what the audience needs to recognize.
That was very thoughtful and thoughtful of doing something like that to consider that situation. You know, I know that you're on top of that thing. Now, Ricky, I know that you really don't have as much time to work with individual artists as much as you used to, do you?
Well, I don't, because my schedule is full, but I am looking for that select group of artists that are really what L.A. Reid said at a seminar we were at. He said, you just got to look for the great music. It's a lot of good music. Look for that great music.
Yeah.
And I mean, I remember you're working with like George Tandy that did some work with us at the Neighborhood Awards, and his style of music and those types of artists that really stand out.
Yeah.
And that's where it really, really becomes, you know, an asset to a lawyer like myself. I can help you build that framework.
Yeah.
Look at opportunities that'll come your way. So it's not that we're not taking clients, but we're very selective about who we're able to work with and work for, so that we can advance your career.
You know what, Ricky? I try to be the same way. I don't like to try to give people false hope when their material, when you know the material just isn't up to par. And I just really think that it isn't as much that the industry has changed about, but the quality of the material nowadays is such an expensive process. If you don't have the right material, you're just basically wasting your time and spinning your wheels. So yeah, it is very true that you have to be very select in what you do as far as representation and as far as putting music out as a whole. What type of advice, Ricky, would you give a new artist?
There's two really important elements. Is you've got to brace them for the hard work that's coming their way, because it's not an easy task, and I think it's often perceived as that. I can take you back historically to the wonders of the music industry that started off as a young talent that worked hard for the last 50, 60 years, to a new talent or the newer talent, like a Taylor Swift or a Beyonce, they're really hard workers. It's not an easy task what they deliver as far as putting the music together and rehearsals and practice and knowing that you've got all these interviews coming your way and you got to get on the road, you got to make these sacrifices. So that would be number one.
Mm-hmm.
And secondarily, you've got to stay in that space. You've got to continue to deliver at that level for years to come. So if you're interested in, you know, that one hit, this is probably not the business for you.
Okay.
I often, you know, ask talents when they come in to even talk to me about television. I'll go, you know, what's happening in season three? What's happening in season four, season five? I'm not interested in getting on television for one season.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have a show that has some wherewithal. Same thing with music. We want to know what's happening on album number two, album number three, album number four.
That's true. It's just, it's not really profitable until album two or three. In most cases, it's not. You know,
that's exactly.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. Well, hey, Ricky, I know I hear your phones ringing in the background, man. I'm not going to hold you. I appreciate the time that you've given us. And I want to say to anyone that's listening, I wholeheartedly recommend anything that you're doing in the entertainment business. You talk to Ricky Anderson. He's one of the best. And you know what, Ricky? I have to tell our audience about you were involved in a couple of cases that you handled for me. And Ricky told me, I have to tell everybody this. Ricky told me, said, TC, don't sweat till you see me sweat. So if I'm not worried about it, you don't have to be worried about it at all.
That's exactly right, TC. And the one thing I love about the business we're in is, you know, you just can't fight facts. I mean, you know, and when you work as hard as you do and you do the job that you do, TC, it'll always come back to support you. And I salute you for what your contributions have been to the music industry, TC, over the last 20, 30, 40 years, because you are legendary in your own right, man. So I thank you, I salute you, and we really appreciate you now transitioning into radio so that we can get the message out to that listening audience that you've got those of us in the industry that really, really care. We're here
absolutely
to help.
Yeah.
And if I can help, you know, certainly my website is attorneyrickyanderson.com. You know, they could, you know, bounce on there, you know, send me a message, and or if they're interested in any of my materials, just click on the book tab, and you can take a look at the music industry contract. I've got sample forms in there. You know,
oh, that's wonderful. Okay.
Yeah, let them learn something about the business. So, TC, I salute you, man. I really respect the radio show. You are indeed legendary, man.
Thank you, man.
All you do the music industry.
Thank you, Ricky. God bless, man. You have a good one.
Likewise. God bless you, TC.
Okay.
Thank you, my friend.
Care.
We'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.